I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Scott Petrak's going to join us from brownzone.com, Chronicle Telegram at 11. Kevin Stefanski hopefully will shed some light on some of this stuff for us. His press conference at 12:30, we'll hear it. And then Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network will join us at 1 o'clock. And we're going to be talking quarterback for a good portion of the day. And Browns. It's a mess, obviously, and it's worse now. We're also going to talk some Guardians because, man, what a season. I'm sorry. Terrible that they lost. Phenomenal season. And they are to be applauded for a fine, fine season. And I think some optimism moving forward. So that's coming up a little later on in the show.
Yeah.
All right, so here we sit.
We had a really, really bad 24-hour period there between the Guardians and the Browns yesterday. It wasn't a lot of fun.
Cher looked good at the Rock Hall thing.
That's on tape delay, isn't it? Or was it live this year?
Oh, it was live on Disney Plus.
Oh, it was live this year. Oh, good for them. I'm used to waiting for it to come back on HBO later. What a night it was downtown, man. It was fun. We were at the game Saturday. And
Tribe Called Quest and Dave Matthews were outstanding.
Oh,
that was cool.
Your boy Siciliano was all over that yesterday. He loves Tribe Called Quest. Loves them.
It's, you know, basis of a friendship, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Want to talk more about Louis Armstrong? Because I don't want to talk about the game from yesterday. It's a bad job to have today.
Let me throw this one at you. And as Andy and I, we walked into work together.
Yeah.
Just like the coyote and the... What, the coyote sheep, and the chicken?
Sheep. No, it was a sheepdog.
Yeah, it was a sheepdog. That's right. Anyhow, we walked into work together and we said, you know, there are 75 different angles to this whole Browns quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at each other and said, and we're going to be talking about this until the start of next season. And we are. Because goodness knows where this goes. Let's just start with this angle on it. Deshaun's out for the season, we're assuming. Okay. We're assuming he's done for the season because we haven't received the official word yet, and we don't want to go too nuts on that.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you starting?
Me? I'm starting Jameis next week. That's me, but I don't think they will. I think they're going to – I mean, if DTR was the backup yesterday, why wouldn't he be the backup next week? Although this is eerily familiar to the last time he had to come in and start against the Ravens. Remember that start, the first start when everything was great and – oh, man, I don't even want to think about Sunday. The Bengals are a bad football team. They're a bad football. They are not good. I'm sorry. And by the way, I thought
their offense is pretty good, and the Browns did a decent job against it.
There's no reason all we needed was a halfway decent offense yesterday, we would have won the game.
How many times could we say that this year?
It's every game but two. All but two.
Like five times this year we could say that.
I think that's the harder part of the whole thing, is that we're all sitting here looking at this going, you know what? They're within a touchdown yesterday. They probably should have won that game. And here we go again if we had a halfway decent offense. But it's just so frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating for the players. It's frustrating for us. It's frustrating for everybody.
The losing streak they're in, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now five straight games. Lost to the Giants by 6, the Raiders by 4. You got smoked by Washington. You lost to Philadelphia by 4, and you lost by 7 yesterday. Four games you could win. Four games. Tyler is in Lakewood. Tyler, it is a Browns Therapy Monday.
Yeah, guys. So thanks for taking the call. I actually wanted to offer you guys a unique perspective here. I'm actually a Bengals fan, newly in Cleveland.
Okay.
And attended my first ever away NFL game yesterday. And I just wanted to say it was kind of, you know, it was a wild experience with everything that happened, and you know, diehard Bengals fan, but also human. And I want to say this, you know, as a Bengals fan and having friends that are Browns fans, going to school with a lot of Browns fans, I'm obviously not a Deshaun Watson fan. Okay, and you know, great to poke fun at my Browns fan friends. You know, the contract and whatnot and all the off-the-field issues and, you know, whatever. But I will say it was unsettling being there yesterday, you know?
Well, Tyler, but was the entire stadium cheering when he got hurt? Yes?
I wanted to get into that as well.
So well, we don't have a half hour for your phone call. Here's my question. Was the entire stadium cheering when he got hurt? It's a horrible reflection of Browns fans. You're right on that. And if you weren't, all it takes is four or five people that are cheering when he got hurt to stand out and make everybody in that stadium look like a jerk. So my question to you, Tyler, was the entire stadium cheering when he got hurt?
No, sir. Okay, I wanted to tell you guys. Okay, I wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
Because no. However, the ones that were making it clear that they were.
Well, unfortunately,
so the players,
that's the
I understand why. So I'm understanding why the players, you know, feel the way they do and have said the things they said because, you know, they're looking around. They're hearing it probably because the people that are doing it loud enough to be heard and known. But to them, you know, they're not looking it up and looking at each individual person and seeing if they're hearing or hi.
All right. Well, Tyler, thank you. We appreciate your phone call.
Enjoy Northeast Ohio. We like it here. Adam is in Parma. Adam.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So, I think what happened yesterday, if you've ever been gaslit, right, you respond poorly or rationally. The Cleveland Browns coaches, front office, have basically been gaslighting fans for the last couple of weeks and telling them, Deshaun is our best chance to win, right? The problem with that is we all have eyeballs, we all have brains. So, all the fans have just been looking for a reason for this whole thing to change, to prove the smart coaches and the smart front office guys wrong. So when Deshaun gets hurt, people in the stands can't see an Achilles blow and a calf like we can on TV. When he gets hurt, I'm almost positive this was much more an emotional response to basically being gaslit this entire time and less cheering with your arms in the air that his Achilles tendon snapped. It was sort of just this weird, cathartic, emotional release that this thing is finally over. Hopefully this thing is finally over. And I understand coworkers protecting coworkers. But look, Miles, you've had your issues in the past. You jumped your Porsche off a hill, said it was a deer, and we all believed you because you're good and we like you. We are forgiving. But at this point, this stone has been washed over us so many times coming down the hill. Deshaun's good. Hey, he gives us the best chance to win. And then we see him throwing dirt balls four times a game. There's only so much fans can take.
Adam, thank you for your phone call.
Do you think it's human nature, too? Don't you think the players might have been a little upset that Deshaun got booed in the beginning of the game, too? Beyond just that,
that may have set
the stage for what they. I mean, they may have been a little sensitive to what was going on. Look, there's just no. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat any of this stuff. I'm just saying that, you know, please, when someone gets hurt, no matter what team it is, whether they're the Browns, I mean, anyone that's done any athletic endeavor in their entire life would never want to wish what happened to Deshaun to happen to him yesterday.
Absolutely.
Nobody would ever want that. I also think that the atmosphere, you know, it's super interesting to see that all of the players that spoke yesterday all had that same passion and instinct about it, almost to the fact that it seemed like the players had, when they immediately got back in the locker room, they said, this is what we stand for and this is what we want, which is fine. I have no problem with that.
They're always going to have their teammates back.
Sure.
I'm not going to interpret.
Jeff, I would have your back.
Thanks.
More like 25% of all situations.
Thanks.
I would have your back.
I'm not going to interpret their emotions. I'm not going to say if they love Deshaun or not. I don't know. Football on this. And we know he's not going to play the rest of this year. It was weird to watch Deshaun play yesterday. And I say that for this reason. He was 15 of 17. That's really good. But for 128 yards. Deshaun, for some reason,
they were a little better on third down yesterday, too.
He didn't seem able, hasn't seemed able, to push the ball downfield.
Right.
Is his shoulder still messed up? Can he not throw? Does he not have the confidence to make those throws? I mean, it doesn't matter now. But though he was, 15 of 17 screams, man, what a great day. 128 yards and a quarterback rating of 40.9 screams, ugh. And so, you know, the offense was toothless, I think, with Deshaun at quarterback.
The air got taken out of the game from the very first play. It was uphill from play number one. And then you miss a field goal. I didn't hear anybody talking yesterday about the 4 points they left on the board, too.
You'll hear it on Wednesday after they have kicking tryouts on Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody talking. Did you get any postgame phone calls on the kicking game?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
I was curious.
They'll have a kicker in town. It's a kicker. They think they can replace him like nothing. And guess what? They can. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We want to hear from you because it's a Browns Therapy Monday right here on Baskin and Phelps.